Video: Politician talks about buying border state congressmen in Mexico. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on September 30, 2023. A private law firm released a controversial video showing a top politician in northern Mexico openly talking about using government funds to buy the allegiance of state congressmen. The video is part of a private investigation by the law firm representing a former governor from Tamaulipas. The governor claims to be the target of political persecution and that the current government turned the state over to criminal organizations. This week, representatives from the Coelho, Trejo, and Associates law firm released a video showing Ricardo Gamondi, a top political operator and former politician from Tamaulipas, having dinner with an unknown woman and one of his associates as they talk about his political work. Gamondi has been investigated for his role as a close advisor to former Tamaulipas Governor Eugenio Hernandez Flores. The former governor is currently wanted by the U.S. Department of Justice on money laundering charges. Imolando A at Jamie_Beniov. Check in Ricardo Gamondi Asesor de at Dr_Avalar Il Plotticar como el Gober. Mediante dativas y sobornos económicos. Pretend comprar y corromper a los legisladores locales con el único fin de tener control del Congreso del Estado. pic.twitter.com/ab94j. Lord Mendoza, at Lumendoz, September 28, 2023. In the video, Gamondi claimed that one of the current problems faced by current Tamaulipas Governor Americo Villarreal is the state Congress had been put in place by former Tamaulipas Governor Francisco Cabeza de Vaca. While making a hand gesture, Gamondi said that the way to solve that was by using government funds to pay them off, claiming that that is how things are done. Gamondi also claimed that his client Americo was ill-suited for his role as governor, not knowing how to run things, but had gotten the position because of his closeness to Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador in the political environment. According to representatives from Coelho, Trejo, and Associates, they have turned the video and other evidence over to Mexico's Attorney General's office as part of a suit they filed against Americo Villarreal and several suits filed against Santiago Nieto. The lawsuits allege the defendants conspired to target their client, Cabeza de Vaca, and rig the electoral process. They allege the state has been turned over to the hands of organized crime. The attorneys claim Cabeza de Vaca has been falsely accused of criminal activities for political reasons and that Nieto and Villarreal orchestrated the charges for political gain. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.